95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Tomorrow night, we're doing Kevin Ryder's Blue Shirt Comedy Night, and it is at the world-famous Laugh Factory. And we have a great lineup. Kira Saltanovic, Jeff Garcia, Jamie Kennedy, and in the studio with us now, Paul Rodriguez and Fraser Smith.
Nobody famous, so they dragged me out here, you know?
Well, how are you?
Say hello to all the people stuck in traffic. Honk your horn for me,
honk.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. You're hanging out with Fraser Smith. It's a new low for me, but you know, I can only climb up.
Well, I'm his gardener. So far, that's working out.
It's a topsy-turvy world, but it's always great to be on KLOS. I'm glad this is the only station that doesn't claim to be the house of La Casa del Rock and Roll.
Well, it does claim that.
Yeah, we're going to have to strike that, I guess. Yeah.
Go ahead, Fraser. Be funny. I'll be ready to watch.
Okay. You're going to be here a while.
Paul, I want to ask you about driving for Richard Pryor. That is a crazy story.
Wow.
Well, it was very brief. And actually, I got fired. He fired me, you know, and I got fired in the nicest way. Mitzi Shore at the time, you know, when I auditioned for her, she put me in the parking lot. So I'm in the parking lot there. And I remember I almost quit.
Instead of being a comedian, you mean?
Well, back in the day, you would audition, right? And she accepted me. And then she put me in the parking lot. And I remember being upset. I said, this is racist stuff. And I almost walked out. But Harris Pete, a guy that used to be the doorman, says, come here. He goes, actually, it's a very, very good job. You know, all these stars that come in, you know, when they hand you the keys to their roles or their Ferrari, they want to know, get to know you. And it exactly happened just like he said. I remember... Pryor had a Corniche Rolls Royce, and I remember him coming in, you know, new comic, and I was all nervous, you know, as Pryor, and he said, where's Quentin? Quentin was the guy that ran in. I said, no, well, it's me now. He goes, what's your name? He got to know me, you know. He goes, you know this is a Rolls, right? And I go, yeah. Like I've ever been in one, you know.
Right.
Very careful. But he gave me the keys, and a few minutes later, somebody said, hey, he wants to talk to you. I thought it was the way I parked it, you know, but he wanted me to go down to two guys from Italy. I don't know if you remember that liquor store.
Oh, yeah.
To get him a pack of Marlboro Reds, right?
Right.
He gives me $100, and I said, well, it's going to be a while because I got to run down over there. He goes, take the car. And I would go, what? And I hopped in, and I'm driving.
You got in the Rolls and drove it on Sunset?
Dude, I'm driving this Rolls on Sunset. Man, talk about a chick magnet, you know? I had like four hookers before I got to the place. You know, hanging on the bumper. So I went over there very nervously. I walked in. Everybody stares at you. Not who's driving the car, right? So, you know, I got two packs of Marlboro and a lighter. And I hurry up and I park the car and I run back. And he says, my car's got the hubcap still. You know, he's doing a racial joke. And I go, right. No, one's missing. But, you know, he was so cool. I gave him the two packs. And then I counted down. I think the cigarettes were like $4 maybe at the time. You know, I was counting. And he said, keep the change. And I said, It was $100, Mr. Pryor. He goes, and then he is expletives. Ain't nobody ever tipped you. I go, for me, you know, I just wanted to, it's $100, you know.
That's not a tip.
Right.
That's a lot of money,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But he was generous like that. So I did that for a couple of weeks. And a few later, about a month or so, you know, Mitzi says, go to such and such a place. I won't tell you where the house is. Go over there, and he says he needs a runner, you know. So I go into this house, and I drove him around for a little bit, and then...
How long's a little bit?
Yeah.
5 years.
No. 5 years, all right.
Maybe two months, maybe.
2 months,
yeah.
Okay.
Two, 3 months. And one time he says, you're fired. And I got all upset. He says, look, you don't need to be driving me. He goes, you need to be on stage.
Oh, nice.
You're very funny.
Oh, that's
cool.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, he was.
Well, a lot of the big comics started out in the parking lot, working the parking lot at the Comedy Store. That was kind of a tradition.
I didn't know that was a thing.
No, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, back, you know, I hated the, it was, let me see, you know, it was the Howie Mandel, the Dice Clays, you know, there was a clique of us, you know, all expecting to get a hit, and I remember how we got the...
What was the time frame then?
Oh, man, we're talking about...
Early 80s?
Early
80s?
Early, because I came back, I got out of the Air Force in 79. So it was around that time.
Were
you
hoping for the hey, get on stage sort of thing? I mean, you know, because you had...
Well, that's what you
everybody
did.
Everybody did.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What you did. You know, somebody didn't make it. I remember at the time there was a guy named Bobby Aguayo. I hope you're listening, Bobby. I have your respect.
I remember Bobby.
Danny Mora. These were the two Latinos, the gatekeepers. And both nice guys, you know. And so what happens, any comic that would come in late, you know, whatever, boom, they put you on.
All right.
Oh, that's great.
That, yeah. That happened a couple of times for me, but it happened one time when Pryor was there and some other people were there. And he, you know, I didn't know he saw it. I did my thing, and the next day he fired me. He goes, you know, you're stand up. You don't need to be driving me around. He goes, I'll get some other Mexican.
You know, Louis Anderson did his first Tonight Show, and he really killed. And he came back to the Comedy Store, and the tradition was you'd watch it on the outdoor patio TV, right? And everybody watched his set.
You know, back in the day, you really weren't the comic unless Johnny Carson set your name.
He,
you know,
was the king,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It had not to demean the Tonight Show now, but it had tremendous power.
No, yeah, sure, of course.
When I did it, you know, the very next day it was like being baptized. I mean, you were a comic. Every comic in the country knew you were a real comic. There were a lot of guys that never did it, but they were still comics. But there was a very exclusive club at the time. And when he mentioned your name, and I got to sit down with him just like Prince.
That's pretty rare. Insane. Yeah, that's rare.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Wow. You
and know, what happened with Louis was the guy, he did his set, it was huge, and Carson loved him. Yeah. And then he was at bad, they were watching it on the outdoor TV, and this guy came running around, and Louis thought he was going to give him congratulations, and he goes, would you move your car, man?
my thing is, I ran home and I told my parents, I said, oh, I got the Tonight Show, and my dad says, what time does that come on? I said, well, it comes on around 12:30, Dad, I won't really be on until around 1 o'clock in the morning. He goes, try to get a show with some people are watching.
You know?
I didn't mean anything.
Come on, Dad.
He had no idea.
I didn't mean it. They, you know, if you weren't on Telemundo, you weren't, you're wasting your time. And of course, I inquired, did they see it? And back then, you know, you had to have a recorded.
Sure.
I forget what those big old contraptions.
VHS, yeah.
You know, and he denied it. I didn't see it. You're trying to get on Senor Merv Griffin or something. You know?
Senior Merv.
But it was like a
restaurant now.
Rite of passage. You know, I remember seeing Roseanne's first shot. Who else? I remember it was just about all of us that were in that, you know, were hoping to
Drew get, Carey.
Drew Carey. Oh, yeah, well, Drew Carey was way after. You know,
did your parents like what you were doing?
Yeah.
Did they realize you had made it?
No, they didn't realize that till Norman Lear came into my life. He just passed away not too long ago. He gave me a big, big check, mucho dinero, and I ran down to Casa de Cadillac here on Ventura, and I bought my dad a diesel Cadillac. They were the worst cars, by the way.
Right.
And I drove it to him, and I parked it, and I wanted him to say he was proud of me.
Of course.
Come on, Dad, yeah. I bought you this. And he said, you're selling drugs, you know.
You were doing.
Yeah. Were you selling drugs?
Dad, not every night. Not every night. Once in a while. Okay. But he said, get it out of my driveway. And I told my mom, I said, look. And I showed him. I said, you know, Norman Lear, they didn't know who that was. Mm. And because working at the Comedy Store, you'd see stars, right? And I'd go in the morning. I'd go and tell, you know, John Lennon was there. It didn't ring a bell, you know.
Wow.
Barbara Streisand, people that would show up, you know. I remember one time having dinner and just mentioned anybody famous. I said yeah, Cal Worthington at the time. Cal Worthington was the guy that, you know, go see
and
Cal.
His
dog was there.
Everything.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, my dad turned to me. He goes, what? He was there? I said, yeah. Did you talk? I said, hey. He goes, and he turned to my mom. He said, Maria, maybe we're wrong. the boy just met Cal Worthington.
This spot recognized him. Yeah.
It's so weird what was important to them.
Right. And you had that sitcom, AKA Pablo, right?
Yeah, that lasted for a half hour. But but you know, those eight episodes and
AKA canceled.
Back in the day, you know, Mad Magazine put me on there.
That to me is like the pinnacle.
That's
right?
Pretty high. Yeah.
They didn't say good things about me.
Well, they never do.
That's a good thing.
But I remember back in the day, there was only three. You know, the alphabet. So there was no Fox. It was ABC, CBS, and NBC. And I got canceled with a 28-point. You know, 28.
Wow, 28 here.
Yeah, the Super Bowl gets something like that, right? It got canceled. Back in the day, there was only three. You know,
wasn't good enough.
Channel 34. Yeah, no, man. You know.
Wow.
And I remember Norman. God bless his soul. He called me. He goes, yeah, someday. He goes, America will be ready for that. And of course, America was. But by that time, it was George. And George Lopez. A great show. I watch it.
Yeah.
And you know, it's okay. You know, I was first, but that don't mean a damn thing. You know what I mean?
You were the pioneer.
Yeah, you know, Christopher Columbus was first, and he died of syphilis in the Dominican Republic.
I mean, that's
good point. Good point.
Yeah. But I got no regrets. I've had my share of shots, and I'm alive. I'm above ground. I'm having a good time. I got a great kid. Life is good.
You know, his kid is a superstar skateboarder.
Yeah, P-Rod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is. You know, it's just, be good to your kids because that's our 401k plan. he's a great kid. And
did you really say to him, if you don't win, you got to go to college?
Actually, my son, the X Games were here in Los Angeles at the time, and then he told me he was going to be a skateboarder. I had no respect for skateboarding. I don't know what
that was.
You're
your dad all of a sudden, right?
Yeah. All of a sudden, it's like, comedian.
I figured, oh, my God, I'm going to have a 32-year-old guy living in my house, smoking my pot.
Right. Hey, comedy's a bad career.
asking me for money, and it turns out that I'm living in his house, smoking his pot. It's God's way of punishing me. But, it doesn't really matter what your kids do, as long as it's legal, hopefully, and as long as they're enjoying their life. When he came to me, he said he was going to be a skateboarder. I mean, who knew? You know, I remember he said Tony Hawk wanted to take him out on the road, and to me that was just child molestation. I said, Tony Hawk, man, that's a chicken hawk, you know. And look at you know, I thought. I didn't have no respect. I didn't know there was money in it.
Who would think that?
Well, that was sort of the beginning of being able to make big money.
And then Nike signed them. And I would be off in Australia or someplace doing a picture, and people would say, "Do you have a kid that skates?" And I go, "Yeah, everybody's kid skates." But I didn't associate that with there wasn't the internet. I didn't associate that with
fame,
money and everything like that. And then Nike signed them, and he called me very proud. "Dad, I got my own shoe, my
signature." That's crazy.
The merch was huge. Yeah.
That's pretty great.
That's awesome.
I'm not trying to be funny. I said, what kind? Keds? What did you get? what are you putting your name on? A marker? And he's on the 17th shoe now. Nike has him like pretty much the standard for that. I mean,
that's pretty
great. He does so well. I always think that God allowed him to succeed just to show me what a lousy parent I was.
Apparently, you're a pretty good parent. Multi-millionaire.
All right, we need to take a break. We have some tickets to give away.
Yes.
We got to give them all away.
Yeah, come on.
Paul Rodriguez.
Come on out tomorrow night.
Yes, it's tomorrow night at the world-famous Laugh Factory. We'll give
the
away.
The show will be in English.
Do we have two or three pair?
We got three pair.
Three
SAP
pair.
Button.
Yes. Starting with caller 25 at 818-955 KLOS.
And no KLOS. There are a whole bunch of you on the phone. Please say hi to each other.
Hey, how are you?
You guys all win!
Yay!
You got two tickets to see Paul Rodriguez do some comedy.
Not just me.
Tomorrow night. No, I know.
Other humans as well.
Jamie Kennedy, yes. Jeff Garcia, Kira Saltanovich.
They're all funny.
All going to be there tomorrow night with Fraser Smith and I. And congratulations.
You guys want a carpool down there?
Yeah. KLOS, baby.
Hell yeah!
All right, hold on, everybody. We'll get your info. Don't go away.
We have Fraser Smith in the studio
with
us, and Paul Rodriguez
as
well.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good to see you.
It's good to see you,
people,
too.
I'm not the only one on the show, man. We got Kira, what is it?
Saltanovich.
Kira Top.
Kira Top Saltanovich. Yeah.
We got Jamie Kennedy. This dude is
Jeff Garcia.
Jeff Garcia. This guy is hilarious. He's in the movie, He plays
Jeff's in the movie. Yeah, Paul's got a new movie coming out.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, what's
on C-SPAN. It's a
C-SPAN.
It's a movie just for people who have nothing better to do.
Love government.
What is the movie? Can you tell us?
The Holy Hustle. Yeah, I got
the Holy Hustle.
It's an independent movie. It's taken me about 2 years to put it together.
Paul plays a priest. That's a stretch.
That's a stretch, and it seems how I'm not even a Catholic. I don't know what I am, but anyways, I have Jay Moore Steele.
Love him.
He's
great,
hilarious. I just put him in so I can get Laker tickets. And I have
anyone can get them.
Yeah, right. I have Luis Guzman. You know who that is? This,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
This guy's years ago we met.
Danny Trejo.
Ah, nice.
Gary Busey without a helmet. He's in it without a helmet.
Wow.
That's always dangerous.
Esparza. Felipe Esparza.
Mm-hmm.
We have black people in it too.
Really?
Yeah. Ari Spears.
Oh yeah, Ari Spears.
We Jeff Garcia. I put everybody who would work for free. I put them on there, and that was a long list, I'll tell you.
Speaking of, you just said we have black people here. I heard a story about you during the riots, and I have to hear about your sign that you put up on the outside of your house, because it's one of the funniest things I've ever
Paul
heard.
Rodriguez in the studio.
He grew up in Compton, by the way.
We're in Compton. I've come from Mexico. We're migrant farm workers. Really, I never met an African American. There's Latinos that are dark, but I never really have. So my father's looking for an affordable home for all 12 of us. And it's Compton, right? 1968. Dr. King gets shot the next day. You know, we don't know the issues. We don't know who Dr. King was. The place just erupts with violence, you know. And I was right in the center of it in Willowbrook and El Segundo. And, my, you know, my dad was afraid. You know, he says, make a sign saying we're not white, you know. I couldn't even spell it, you know. But we know why. We know why. You know what, you know. But you know.
Where did you put it? Did you open it up? Did you put it out? The house?
My brother, you know, we got a defender, so it's Fort Apache, right? You know, with a shotgun, whatever. You know, we're on top of the roof, and, you know, people are, they're burning everything. And a lot of them were my friends, you know. It was a Ralph Bunch of... And you know, my friends, I remember telling my friend, hey, give me a pair of shoes. I'm going to burn down Kenny's store. I never feared, you know. I made ready friends. You know, Compton is a terrific place. You know, I went to school with Kenny Landro, one of the greats from the Dodgers.
Dodger great, yeah.
And so many of them, not everybody.
That sign is still on his house, by the way.
Not everybody's a gangbanger. You know, there's this really good people who, for economic reasons, have to live in. Yeah. And crime-ridden areas, you know. But when we moved out, the crime went down. And it was, at first, it was really hard. But, you know.
What's it like with 12 kids moving to a new city?
I'm the youngest. They weren't kids. Some of them were married off, but they would come to visit. And you know, you have to learn, you know, you got your swag. You have to learn how to talk fast, you know.
I remember. It was your first gang.
I used to buy bean pies from the black Muslims, you know. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know they could make pies out of beans, right? So they go, say, little Mexican brother, I want to buy a bean pie. And I remember it was delicious. And I told my mom, I said, Ma, this is made out of beans. She goes, oh, that's impossible. I said, well, look, taste this.
A Mexican mom said that, really?
So you learned a lot. You know, now, Compton is arguably probably more Mexican than black now, you know.
Is that right?
Very possibly. They just asked me to be on their Christmas, Grand Marshal, whatever, which I'll accept. You know, I go back to
the... I did it last year, yeah.
You did, yeah. I remember. They told me. You were in a bulletproof vest.
That's right. That's right. Wearing that, by the way.
Fraser Smith from the hard streets of Burbank.
There you go. Straight out of Sherman Oaks.
Sherman Oaks. But, you know, I remember going back to my high school, and at the time, Oprah was doing a show called Celebrities in Their High Schools. It was Heather Locklear, myself, and... I remember going back to Dominguez and I was live with Oprah and the people are sleeping, everything. And to her credit, you know, she put air conditioning to the high school, you know. And
that wow. Right?
That's cool. Yeah,
for a long time,
nice,
they thought I did it. And I didn't
no,
deny
you did.
It.
Take the credit. Take the credit.
Yeah. I have important people. I talked to...
I'm not going to argue with you.
No, yeah.
But
I'm buying it, too.
But if you would have told me that, because it wasn't my radar. You know, being a stand-up comic was so far from what I wanted to do. Basically, just getting out of the Air Force and not be shot was an accomplishment in Compton. But I look back at it, and you know... It's really the things that you chase in life. Most of the time, you don't catch it. Somehow, things that chase you, you know. Because I didn't want, you know. When I was in the Air Force, I heard Freddie Prinze had died. He was my all-time hero, and I remember sobbing for him. And my idea was to get out of the Air Force, go to Hollywood, find this guy, and write for him. You know, I said with my jokes and his looks, man, the chicks is gonna flow. But he died. I was stationed in Iceland in a remote website, and I remember. Literally crying for someone that I never met, but I loved him, you know. I loved it.
He's your hero.
He was the only one that I could relate to, you know.
Yeah.
And when I got out, I just came and I found Fraser Smith, and love was instant, you know.
We're still enjoying that.
It's weird.
So tomorrow night at the world famous Laugh Factory, it's going to be Paul Rodriguez, Jamie Kennedy, Jeff Garcia, Kira Saltanovich, Fraser Smith, and myself.
7:45, guys.
It's going to be fun, people.
It is fun.
LaughFactory.com.
I'm not even burning under this material right now.
And it's powered by your SoCal helpful Honda dealers. You can get tickets right now. Right?
Yes, you can.
So please do.
We're trying to buy an iron lung.
Please come out. We'd love to see you.
Trying to buy an iron lung for Fraser Smith.
I need that.
I said Will Smith.
LaughFactory.com.
I'll slap the heck out
it's
of you.
It's going to be fun.
Paul Rodriguez, thank you for coming by, and thank you, Fraser, for hanging
good
out
to see
with
you guys.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Only the smart people listen to
K-L-O-S.
K-L-O-S-A.
There's something funny going on.
at Kevin's Blue Shirt Comedy Night this Thursday, March 21st at the Laugh Factory on Sunset. Powered by your SoCal helpful Honda dealers, Kevin Ryder and MC Frazier Smith welcome the hilarious Paul Rodriguez, Jamie Kennedy, and more. Win your way in with Kevin and Sluggo afternoons on KLOS or get tickets at laughfactory.com. KLOS brings you Kevin's Blue Shirt Comedy Night Thursday at the Laugh Factory on Sunset with Paul Rodriguez, Jamie Kennedy, and more. Powered by your SoCal helpful Honda dealers. Laughter is helpful.
Now, Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS.
Brought to you by the Tax Relief Advocates. Another early morning start around 3 a.m. for the Dodgers in the Seoul Series in South Korea against the Padres. Yamamoto will get the start, and then the Dodgers return home to face the Angels in a little bit more preseason action. Tonight on the hardwood, the Clippers will try to snap out of a funk, having dropped four of their last five.